Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show. Talking Philip Rivers, signing with the Indianapolis Colts out of retirement to the Colts practice squad. Why? It's both insane and a worthy roll of the dice for Indianapolis. Remember, the Colts don't have their first round pick for the next 2 years. No incentive to lose. Need to win and try to make the playoffs. They clearly think that Brett Rippon's not the guy. Riley Leonard may not be healthy. We might see Philip Rivers start this weekend on the road in Seattle against the Seahawks. Femi telling you that there's basically no number he would bet with Indianapolis if Philip Rivers plays. I'd kind of want to bet the Colts and then get a shirt afterwards that says, I survived betting Philip Rivers in his first game back after 5 years being retired. Like I rode Space Mountain at Disney World. Got into the Philadelphia Eagles and their putrid offense last night and the loss on the road in Los Angeles. Femi and I will get to the Chargers part of the equation later this hour. Matt Moore joins us in 20 minutes from the Action Network, talking the NBA Cup, the two Eastern Conference quarterfinals tonight, Western Conference tomorrow. We look forward to that with our friend Matt Moore joining us right now to kick off hour number two on this Tuesday. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What's going on, Stink?
Nothing, man. How you guys doing?
Well, let's start with the news. Philip Rivers out of retirement, 44 years old, to the Indianapolis Colts. Mark Schlereth's reaction is?
My reaction is, man, how bad is the state of quarterbacking in the National Football League? You know, I was talking to a defensive coordinator last week, a current defensive coordinator who just happens to be a buddy of mine, who said this to me. He said, never in the history of the National Football League has there been more arm talent and less quarterback ever. And he goes, you know, they come out of college, they come out, first off, all they do is play 7-on-7, right? So it's all about like backyard football. They play 7-on-7, they come out of college, they can't read a defense. I'm not blaming the college system. I'd do the same thing if I was in college. The easiest way to win is get a guy who's a superior athlete and just start running around and making plays and then, you know, trying to get people to sink down and play man-to-man coverage and throw it versus man. So, like, so much arm talent, so few quarterbacks, and that's the state of the National Football League. That's why you get a 44-year-old dude who's a grandfather has 10 kids and say, hey, man, you know what? You might be the best answer we have to come in here and help us get to a playoff run. Unbelievable what's going on right now that Philip Rivers is going to play. I'm assuming he's going to play at some point for the Indianapolis Colts this year.
What would your expectations be for Rivers if he does play, whether it's this week in Seattle, the week after against the Niners, or at some point to end the season, where again, like, Indy's got, they have to win. They don't have their first round pick. They pushed all the chips all in the Sauce Gardner trade. Your expectations for Phil Rivers, if and when, more likely when, he gets on the field?
Well, I mean, listen, one thing about Philip is he knows what he's doing, right? He understands defenses. He can read those things. He loves to be at the line of scrimmage orchestrating, and that's what he did, right? He loves to kind of call the game from the line of scrimmage. One of the things that I think you have to do, especially if you're in Indianapolis, obviously they've got a great run game. You got to lean into that. You got to take some of that responsibility off the plate of Philip Rivers. But I'm sure he's going to want to do what, you know, those quarterbacks of his generation did, the Eli Mannings, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, wants to orchestrate at the line of scrimmage. And so it'll be really interesting to see exactly kind of what they have. I mean, I think from the neck up, he'll be able to do that. You know, to assimilate an offense, to know where to go with it and all those things. Will it be a tick slow? Will he be able to throw the ball down the field? You know, he's always pushed the ball anyhow. It'll be really interesting to see. I just expect the Indianapolis Colts to fall by the wayside. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to fall out of this race.
If you were on the Seattle, and I know obviously you played offense, but if you were on the Seattle Seahawks right now and word comes down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that Rivers is starting, what do you think the reaction is going to be in that locker room, knowing that they're going to face a guy who last played literally in 2000, almost five full years ago?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very much like the game I called in Cleveland, Tennessee versus the Browns, and the sack record that Myles Garrett is chasing. And I talked to Peter Skoronski before the game, and he said, you know, I'm walking on the field. He's walking off. He just got done warming up. And he goes, and we start talking about it. And he goes, not on our watch. We're not giving up the record. Now, Garrett had one sack, but he's like, not on it. This is the only plan we have. And I could imagine if you're the Seattle Seahawks and you're that defense that's been playing out of your mind, you're looking at it going, man, let's give him a rude welcome back to the National Football League. Not on our watch. We ain't letting him win this football game. We ain't letting him cut us up. And we're going to attack that dude. So I would imagine what the feeling is there in Seattle.
Yeah.
Indianapolis or in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah, that defense, one of the best in the league. Seahawks, 13.5-point favorites right now, but we'll see what happens later on in the week, what the Colts decide to do at quarterback. Last night, Eagles suffered their third straight loss, losing the Chargers in overtime, 22-19. A lot of criticism for Jalen Hurts, 5 turnovers in the game. Coaching staff has been under a lot of criticism as well. What's the bigger issue in Philadelphia on offense? Is it Jalen Hurts, or is it this offensive coaching staff that has this team just kind of in flux right now on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably more the offensive coaching staff. I think it's the fact that they've had injuries on their offensive line. They haven't been as good. Obviously, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson went out yesterday. Juergens, their center, has been hurt at times. So I think there's a lot of issues, a lot of influx there, using multiple guys to play. So I think that's a big part of it. And I've said this for a while. And listen, man, I've watched last night. I watched some Eagles tape, but their run game isn't very good. And then Jalen Hurts, it feels like to me this offensive coaching staff is trying to make Jalen Hurts more of a drop back guy, you know, and everybody tries to, you know, to do that. And the guys want to be able to kind of take it to the next level from that standpoint. And you lose some of that threat, very much like in Baltimore right now with an injured Lamar Jackson. When you lose some of that athleticism, some of that threat in the run game. People are basically saying, hey, man, since you can't beat us this way, or since you're unwilling to beat us this way, we are going to make you drop back. We're going to make you face a zone. We're going to make you face, you know, kind of a shell defense. We're going to make you pick us apart. And we don't believe you're good enough to pick us apart. I mean, I think every time I watch film, I always think to myself, what is the defense telling the offense, or what is the offense trying to tell the defense? And that's what I keep coming away with in that regard with Jalen Hurts. And obviously 5 total turnovers last night was putrid. And there feels like there's something. I talked about all the stinking truth. I was like, there just feels like there's something bubbling. Like they got bubble gut. Like it's something's going on over there. And it just doesn't feel right inside that locker room. So I got a little bubble gut syndrome going on in Philadelphia. Things don't just, they just don't feel well.
Yeah, we gotta send them to the bathroom, I guess, here. You bet on this Tuesday, Odyssey Sports. Yeah, I mean, listen, it happens to the best of us. Odyssey Sports said, my wife made me this beef and broccoli with like Brad's stir fry. Might be some bubbles. Maybe I do know. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. I might have to leave this segment. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. All right. So last night in the Eagles-Chargers game, like the Eagles get all the headlines. Like the Chargers actually won the game. And curious, Stink, as a former offensive lineman, because I'm watching this game last night, and I'm getting pissed watching this Chargers offensive line. And I know Alt and Slater are out. I understand they're down their 2 all-pro tackles. Justin Herbert, I've never seen, like, Jim Harbaugh called him a superhero. Like, he was like a superhero in this game. And I watched that, and Femi and I will talk Chargers a little later. And I feel like the Chargers, and like Harbaugh is a great coach, and like next year when they get the tackles back, things can be different. They feel like an unserious team to me right now that can't protect their quarterback who has a broken hand. How did you feel as a stud offensive lineman watching that performance and not just the inability to protect, but looking like they had no clue about how to protect their quarterback last night?
Well, I mean, I think it's endemic of the National Football League in general. You know, I've said this a bunch, but I'll say it again to you guys. There's what I call an 80-20 rule in the National Football League. And that 80-20 rule is 20% of the guys make 80% of the money. And the 80% that are left over on a roster are fighting for the 20% that's left over. And so when you're paying 8 to 10 players on your roster, you're paying a receiver $30 million, you're playing a rush defensive end $35 million, you're paying your quarterback $50 million, you're paying a stud defensive tackle $25 million. When you do that, like, there's only so much under the salary cap that you've got for the rest of the guys. And one of the things that have happened that's happened in the National Football League is that you've saved money, or you've tried to save money, by having backup offensive linemen that aren't worth a squirt of piss. And so when you get a guy that gets hurt and you put a guy in, that's, to me, it's the most technical position in football. You put a guy in to play offensive line that has no business playing. I don't know what you expect. That guy, they're going to give up pressures. I mean, And I say this all the time, guys, it's the only position in sport where, one, your eyes are to the back of the football, and two, you're facing a guy across from you that's the same size and same strength, but is exponentially a better athlete than you. And yet you're expected to win 100% of the battles. I can whip your ass for 65 plays in a row. If I give up a sack on 66, I'm a piece of garbage, and you go to the Pro Bowl. That's how the game is played. So to me, it's the most technical position. Every step, every hat placement, every strike, every hand placement has got to be so precise, because you're facing a guy who's a better athlete than you. And so all of a sudden, you're trying to save money by having backup offensive linemen that have no business being in the league. Like, what do you think is going to happen when all of a sudden those guys have to come together and play and communicate and do all those things? They're going to suffer. They're going to struggle. And that's the state of the NFL. When I came in the league, all the backup offensive linemen had started for 3-4 years somewhere else. And those guys were the backups, because that's how you built a team and built a roster. And it's just not that way anymore. And it's funny, the last collective bargaining agreement, I talked to the NFLPA about this, and they were like, hey, we're going to put this rookie wage scale in, and we're going to, and I was like adamant against it. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And ultimately, what has ended up happening, and I always said this, this bar I used to go to called Chilcoot Charlie's, and their motto was, where we cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you. If you think they're going to save money on rookies and distribute it to middling players into your middle of your roster, you guys are stupid. They ain't doing that. They're playing they're going to pay the superstars, and then they're going to save money by keeping a bunch of guys who can't play. And so that's what's happened in the league. And so you have one or two injuries on your offensive line, and you're literally screwed in today's NFL.
And we did see that last night with the Los Angeles Chargers. Final question, 30 seconds to go. What food gives Mark Schlereth the worst case of bubble gut?
Oh, there is no food. Like, there is no food that I am ironclad. Like, there's nothing that upsets my stomach. I mean,
so you get no bubble gut. Is it bubble gut or bubble guts, plural?
I would go guts, but I'm not, you know, but I'm not a mathematician. So you never
get bubble guts.
Oh, no. I like, nothing bothers my stomach till I get I am the Jason Bourne of pooping. When I have to go, I got about a 7-minute window before I touch cloth. Like, that's just the way it works in my system. So I can always sense where a bathroom is 100% of the time, regardless of where I am. I always know. I walk into a mall and I eyeball it right there. Bam. There it is. I know where it's at.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Be well.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show. He definitely gets bubble guts. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, Matt Moore will join us to talk NBA. I will not ask him about bubble guts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There he is.
What an atmosphere. LeBron for the lead. Got it!
I mean, don't stop yelling.
LeBron!
That's not obvious.
James, he wants it. James with two, with one. LeBron again! Again! He's back!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Sportsnet Los Angeles, courtesy of the call. I'll be honest. I never thought LeBron was done. Like, it was over for LeBron. You knew he would start playing better, but, you know, like, he had a couple substandard performances by his lofty standards, obviously. sciatica, first digit in his age is a four. Maybe this isn't going to go great. And then a turn back the clock performance to end the weekend against the Philadelphia 76ers. Maybe the Lakers could beat the Thunder in the NBA Cup semifinals this weekend. They're not there yet. Got to get through tomorrow night. Just a sinking suspicion. If I had to set an over-under tomorrow night of Lakers free throws, 105.5, and NBA would love Lakers Thunder on Saturday in Vegas in the NBA Cup semifinals. Joining us right now to talk all things NBA and the NBA Cup is our good buddy, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA, at HP Basketball on Twitter. What's going on, my friend?
Not much, man. Excited to get into this with you. I can't wait for these Cup games. Just the extra kind of juice that these games provide. We got good matchups. We got big stars. I'm really excited for it. I love the NBA Cup.
The NBA Cup is awesome. Like, gives us something fun to bet on, something fun to talk about. So we absolutely dig it. Okay, so we're going to do the two games tonight. And the reason why, like, we're doing this here and wanted Matt on in this slot at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time today is because the Heat Magic game is at 6 o'clock Eastern. So that is one of the quarterfinals in the East. Winner of Heat Magic will play the winner of Knicks Raptors on Saturday in Vegas in the semis. Winner of that game will play the Western Conference winner in Tuesday, 1 week from today, in the NBA Cup Final. So Heat Magic in an hour or 45 minutes from right now. Favorite is flipped in this game, Matt. Orlando is now a 1-point favorite. Total 235.5. Obviously, the big news for the Magic, Franz Wagner is out for them with a high ankle sprain. The Magic couldn't get their core back for even one game with Franz and Paolo and Jalen Suggs, with Anthony Black playing really well and Desmond Bane. Franz is out now. Orlando was a dog. Now the Magic are the favorite. Who do you like in the first game tonight in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup?
Yeah, I like Miami here. I like them a lot in this matchup. If we just kind of look at some of the trends here, without Franz Wagner, the Magic have not been good over the last three seasons. He's a big part of their offense. He's a big part of their defense. In particular, in half-court offense, he's worth about 3 points to them. The on-off differential with him on court, specifically in half-court offense, which we know is where Orlando can struggle at times, Wagner's, you know, their best facilitator. He's their best creator. So that's going to lean right into what Miami does. Miami's big thing is they run at you to set up their defense. They are number one in the NBA in forcing half-court possessions. What does that mean? It means they don't let you get out those easy buckets in transition. They run at you, and then they get back and they set back up their defense, and they defend at a very high level, fourth best half-court defense in the league. So if Orlando doesn't get easy buckets, I don't know how they're going to be able to score here, given the fact that they're down Franz Wagner. Paolo Banchero hasn't been efficient at all this season. That, to me, is a concern. I make this Heat -3. I think this should be a little bit more in their direction here. I understand the home crowd in a Cup game has actually been pretty good. The other thing here is that Eric Spoelstra, really good after losing the last matchup to division teams. He's about 60% ATS over the last three seasons when he's in a division matchup after losing the last one like they did to the Orlando Magic. 2-0 ATS versus the Magic this season. Without Franz Wagner, I think the Magic are not going to have enough, and the Heat get it done tonight. They advance in the NBA Cup.
All right, going with the Heat culture, Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat against the Orlando Magic. How about the game tipping off a little bit later on this evening between the Knicks and the Raptors? Karl-Anthony Towns right now is questionable. We have to wait on his injury status. Of course, Emmanuel Quickley also questionable. But the Knicks have been getting bet, though, throughout the day. We're all the way out to 5.5 over at BetMGM. Total 226.5. How do you see this one side in total Knicks and the Raptors?
Yeah, I'm on the Knicks big here. The big factor here, honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but it's RJ Barrett. With Barrett in the lineup, the Raptors are 12-5 straight up and even better against the spread. Without him, they are 3-5 and 1-7 against the spread without RJ Barrett. And you go like, what, Matt, come on. How can Barrett matter that much? Here's the answer. The backups for the shooting guard spot are Jacoby Walter and AJ Lawson. And that's such a steep drop off combined with the fact that their best minutes are when Barrett shares the floor with Scottie Barnes without Brandon Ingram. Without Barrett, you get more Ingram playing at the two. He plays more minutes when Barrett's out, and Ingram's been a negative net for this Raptors team. That's why they've fallen off a cliff. The Knicks have been bad on the road this season, but this is a different environment, I think, with the motivational factor. It's one reason I think that Towns will wind up playing in this game. I think it'll be Honestly, I would not be surprised at this being a blowout. The average margin of victory for favorites in cup quarterfinals, and we got a tiny sample on this, but it's 9 points, 9.5 actually. So I don't mind taking alts on the New York Knicks. I think the Knicks are going to roll tonight.
Yeah, it's I like the Knicks also in the game. I have exactly the same handicap that Matt does with RJ Barrett being out. And look, I'm a huge Knicks fan, obviously. It does kind of suck for the Raptors, who have had a magical start to the season. And we don't do NBA every day on the show just because we're in the heart of football season, but we're all paying attention to it. Raptors have the great start to the season. They lose RJ Barrett, and things have obviously taken a downhill turn for them. Still have time to turn it around, the Raptors do, but absolutely have to get RJ Barrett back. All right. So Matt thinks it'll be, my stomach hurts just saying this out loud, Heat Knicks this weekend in Vegas. We can get to that in a moment, but all right. I'll maybe bring up the Chiefs, buddy. I lose too when they lose, not just you as a Chiefs fan. But let's do the Western Conference games coming up tomorrow. Probably a fait accompli that the Thunder will be playing in the NBA Cup set. Maybe just a fait accompli that they win the whole thing, win the NBA Cup, and just win the NBA championship. They will almost certainly, Matt, improved to 24-1. 24-1. 24-1. With the win tomorrow night against Phoenix. But the question we want to know, can they cover a huge number against the Suns, who've been very plucked? The Suns are 14. Jordan Ott's done a tremendous job. I can't, the Suns are four games over. OKC 14.5 tomorrow night. Total 227.5. Who do you like tomorrow, betting wise, in the Suns and the Thunder? I'm assuming you think the Thunder will win.
I'm going to take the Suns on the spread here. I think this is too many points for a team that's been hyper-competitive. The goal here for Phoenix, and they've done a really good job of this, when they have Mark Williams, they are an entirely different team. Now, they're a much better team when they have Devin Booker, but not entirely ruled out that Booker might play in this one. If Booker plays, I'm going to stare a long time at the money line. I will stare at it. I may not have the guts to bet it, but I will stare at it. If you're asking, like, how could the Suns win this game? It's simple. OKC's weakness is their offense. If you don't turn the ball over, which is almost impossible because they're basically demons that crawl all over your body and steal body parts from you. But if you're able to not turn the ball over, you can get them into a grinded out game. And their half court offense is actually not elite. It's good. It's not elite. You get into an ugly game, and all of a sudden I can see a scenario where this is a 6-point game in the fourth quarter. Dylan Brooks hits a three. It's a 3-point game. I can see this happening. It's like, can they get all the way there to win the thing? But I think 14 points is disrespectful to what Phoenix has been. It's honestly, like, I get it, because the Thunder, despite everything, is still above, they're still above 500 ATS this season, despite being basically double-digit favorites in every game. But the strength of schedule for OKC is not exactly stellar. And you go, like, well, the Suns aren't stellar. No, but they're better than you think. This is too many points. So I am, on principle, going to be betting the Suns on the spread. If I can get Booker ruled in, I will look at the money line because of the value and just the fun of it. My best bet, though, is going to be on the over in this game. As good as OKC's defense is, their defense is great at causing turnovers. If the Suns have a bad game, OKC's going to rack up points by getting downhill on them. And this is what happens, is once they start to run away, they run away big time, and a lot of these unders turn into overs. So I really like the over for tomorrow night, over 224.5, 225 in the market. I've got it at 227.7.
Devin Booker, questionable as of right now for tomorrow night's game. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Nick and Femi, BetMGM Network, talking the NBA Cup with our friend Matt Moore, Action Network, Buckets Podcast, Locked On NBA, Substack link in his Twitter profile at HP Basketball. Okay, you want a juicy game in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. We might have a really, really good one tomorrow night with the Lakers and the Spurs in Los Angeles. Victor Wembanyama might be back for San Antonio in this game. Listed as questionable right now. I think Stephon Castle is going to play for San Antonio. I was not joking when I said earlier, like, the NBA is going to want this to be. I guess Spurs Thunder is good also if Wemby's going to play, but it ain't Lakers Thunder. Lakers a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow night against San Antonio. Again, we don't know about Wemby. Total 235.5. Matt, how are you approaching this right now with a little bit of injury uncertainty with Lakers Spurs tomorrow night, Wednesday night?
So Wembanyama practiced. So I think he's going to play. I think this is the date that they've circled for him to return.
That's awesome.
I think he makes the return.
That's so
awesome. In the
cup,
which is like, yeah, it's really great for a number of reasons. Just getting Luka versus Wemby in a cup game in LA is going to be absolutely tremendous.
You mean Austin Reeves, right?
Right. Austin, most improved player, Austin Reeves, by the way, is what that's how I like to refer to him. I'm not going to be on the spread in this game. I've got it too close. I've got this preseason priors make this about 4, and in-season numbers make it 2 for the Lakers. I like the Lakers to advance, but I honestly think this is a very coin flippy game with how San Antonio has managed to play and how good they've been and their defense. The Lakers defense is not good, which is why my best bet on this game is going to be the over. I have this way, way over. Lakers home overs have been a godsend this season. So I'm going to be on that because I don't think San Antonio's defense is good enough to slow down the Lakers offense. I like the combination of the Lakers physicality and size going up against Wembanyama and that frontline Cornette, et cetera. I like the ability for San Antonio to get downhill on the Lakers perimeter defense with Castle, Fox, et cetera, and all those guys. I definitely think this is an over spot. That's going to be where I'm going to focus on this one. I do think Lakers win. If I'm doing a basketball non-numbers handicap, I think Lakers win this game in advance of the semis. But I do think this is if we could just get everybody healthy and just get everybody to stay on the court for the entire game, I think we could have an instant classic on our hands.
I love that. In like 30 seconds, Matt, and then Femi's going to hit you with a little awards. I'm currently, like at this moment, I'm staring right now at OKC to win the NBA Cup, minus 135. How are they not just winning? Do you want to make a case? I know you said you'll stare at Suns money line tomorrow. How are they not winning here? Would they be your bet? If like water gun to your head, you have to bet a team. Is it the Thunder or somebody else?
Give me the entire NBA and tell me like one of these teams is going to beat the Thunder, and they're going to beat them in a cup game before the cup got decided, right? I know we've picked Houston and Denver because that's what you got to do. And then the next two teams I would have said would have been the San Antonio Spurs with Victor Wembanyama and the Los Angeles Lakers. The Thunder have had problems with Luka historically. Now they have dominated as of late, no question, but with a fully healthy Lakers team, I kind of like this opportunity for them. Ayton has a big body with no Hartenstein. You've got Luka who's able to break their individual defense. They've got enough firepower to match up with OKC. It's a question of, can they get enough stops? And OKC's offense is a little wonky. For the Spurs, man, come on. Like, it's Victor Wembanyama. Like, he's a game breaker. He's a world breaker. He changes everything for them. And with the speed that they have, I'm not saying that those teams are going to win. They shouldn't. Like, I'm going to have them favored. I'm going to have the Thunder favored by more than a possession. That's how good they are. I do think the Lakers, if they advance, are live. I think they are live to win this entire thing, which is why Luka Doncic, Cup MVP, I think has a lot of value, as well as a long shot on the guy you mentioned, Austin Reeves, who is at an outrageous number in the market. He was at one book, 80-1 earlier in the week. You can still find him at a very good price to be Cup MVP. I like betting on the Lakers a little bit in the spot for exactly the thing you said. OKC's physical defense, right? They're so physical. You know what that means? That means fouls, Nick. Guess who's number one in free throw rate? Your Los Angeles Lakers. I'm just looking ahead. That one I am keeping an eye on for the semis.
Shocking. The Lakers are number one in free throw rate in the NBA right now. Matt, in about a minute, rookie of the year. Last night we saw Derek Queen, triple-double, 33 points. I saw Tom Haberstroh calling him Jambalaya Joker. Everyone's excited about this dude. Can he win rookie of the year and surpass the likes of Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple in about 45 seconds?
I don't want to bet it yet, just because it's like you're at the peak of value right now. He's coming off that performance last night. He's been phenomenal, but the history of this award says the guys drafted past 10 don't typically win. Cooper's got such an entrenched value here just because he's the most well-known name. If Cooper just puts in like a good rookie season, Cooper's probably going to win. Queen has to be putting up these kind of numbers every single night for a Pelicans team that may eventually be like, yeah, we don't want to risk you getting hurt. You're too good. And shut him down. Like, he was plus 14 last night versus the Spurs. That's crazy. Look, if he keeps this up, we could talk about it. But by then, the value, I think, is gone. You already see him. He's going to start climbing. So to me, I still think there's probably value on Cooper Flagg minus 150.
Are you willing to say, Matt, that the Pelicans trade to the Atlanta Hawks might have been worth it for getting Derek Queen?
No, the process was bad. It's just like you... If you've given up something for a Queen, it's like great. But now it's like you gave yourself no outs. You know what's better than Derek Queen?
He's awesome,
Derek Queen
though.
And Cam Boozer. That's what's better than Derek Queen. So choosing the either or, but I will say it's great to see Queen doing this because that kid was getting saddled with all this talk of like, what a terrible pick. And for him to do this, I do kind of love it to shut up everybody who's so obsessed with draft picks.
I'll tell you what. So basically you're saying like pick Queen instead of Fears with the first pick and then keep the pick for next year. Yeah, that... Fears has been good. He has been good, but good. Tough to argue that would have been. Yeah, yes. Here's AJ DeBonsa and Derek Queen is a little bit better than Jeremiah Fears.
Was
and Derek
Dumars
Queen.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, when you put it like that, I'm always going to say no. At HP Basketball, Matt, you're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well. Good luck with the bets. We will catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
On the other side, Femi and I will talk about the Los Angeles Superchargers, the LA Chargers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Second down and goal. Herbert, wide open touchdown, rookie Omarion Hampton. Welcome back.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman with the call on ESPN. Yesterday on the show, Tyler Morales declined the opportunity to sing Touch by Omarion and said that tomorrow, meaning today, he would sing a song. On the show, in the show chat yesterday, he said that his karaoke song is So Sick by Neo. Tyler, we need you to come on now and sing So Sick by Neo before Femi and I talk about the LA Chargers.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, and you That's can even right start. Yeah, yes. Right now.
All right, I'm here. I'll start. Let's go off the top of my head. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Because right now it's, come on, Femi, says that we can't come to the phone.
Hold on. Like, Tyler, you're talking. Like, sing, please.
I don't sing.
He's reading lyrics. You can carry a tune, Tyler. You listen to enough music.
Give us a, because I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears. Sing, Tyler. Come on.
Yeah, you got it.
And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't what? I turn off the radio?
Why can't oh, yeah, I turn it. Off the radio?
Gotta fix the calendar I have.
Okay, well, thank you.
He's going into the verse now. Yeah,
that was better, right? That was a little better?
Yeah. The initial effort, I'm like, this guy's reading. Like we can't do this. But then he carried the tune. Yeah, we like that.
Anyone else? Yeah, well, Bill needs to sing, right?
Yeah, I think Bill didn't give us his karaoke song. So
I said my karaoke song used to be Nightmare on My Street by Fresh Prince.
Well, you said that like Jerry Jones, my karaoke song.
Karaoke.
I got the karaoke was a throw-in in the Micah Parsons trade. What is Nightmare on My Street? Bill, can you pick a song that like one of us has heard of?
You've never heard of Nightmare on My Street? It's a Fresh Prince classic. It's like sings about Freddy Krueger.
No, go ahead.
Okay. How about the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yeah, you could do that.
I'll take that. Yeah. There's a good down.
Pick, how about Walter Payton? Does that work for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. They call me sweetness and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance. We had to go to training camp.
You're talking. We need you to sing, please. You're talking.
They don't sing. It's a rap.
Well, I need you. Okay. Then I need you to sing. Because you're putting no sauce on it at all. Like here, like I'll do, like this is Grills by Nelly and Paul Wall. So I'm going to rap, but I'm going to put some sauce on it. Are you ready? Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top, all invisible set, a little ice cube blocks. If I could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. And if I could call out a price, let's say I'd call out a lot. See, I'm talking, but like I put some sauce on it. Bill, put some sauce on it, please.
Little karaoke.
All right. So we're going to do sauce for Walter Payton, who had the worst rap voice ever. But all right, we'll give it a shot here. Well, they call me sweetness and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance. We had to go to training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl chance. Now, we ain't doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing this to feed the needy. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That was pretty good. That was good.
That's like 80s rap, 90s rap, man. That's exactly what we wanted. Yeah.
Who didn't sing yesterday? Did Addie sing? She did, right? She did a great job. What song did she sing?
Yes.
What? She did Fleetwood Mac.
I forgot what song she sang.
Oh, yeah,
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, Jake did Natasha Bedingfield.
All right, now, but Addie, what song do you actually want to do? Because you didn't want to do Fleetwood Mac, right? Addie, what song like do you do at karaoke?
My karaoke song is You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Oh, we talked about this. Please do it.
Okay. Right now?
You make fun of Tyler for asking questions like this. Like,
and you ask.
Come on.
That's a joke. I swear. Okay.
It wasn't. That's okay.
No, I'm not an idiot. All right. We got to get on to this. Okay. You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your head strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. There you go.
You're not gonna do the best part.
Well, I gotta get time for Mike Brown.
I am going to Mike next here. But you gotta do this. Da-na, da-na, na-na, na-na, na. Yeah, dude, what a great song. It is a banger. And the choir
back in the day?
No, I was a band kid.
Okay. Yeah. Musical background.
All
right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Brown has turned his microphone on in anticipation of something. Mike, I will give you an option. You can either sing, do karaoke, or you can fake burp for us. One of the two. You get to choose.
All right. Not going to do that again. So here we go. So here I am, doing everything I can, holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. Da, 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 da. I'm trying to keep the ground on my feet. It seems like the world's falling down around me. The nights are long. I'm singing this song and try to make the answers more than maybe. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I want to throw it all away. So here I am, getting older all the time, looking older all the time, feeling younger in my mind. So here I am, doing everything I can, holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. Ska defines who I am as a person. I will never turn my back on Ska.
So the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night at overtime. I knew that would get people to laugh just going right into the game. I didn't expect Femi would lose it, though. Okay. So the LA Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 22-19 in overtime. You bet on this Tuesday. We talked about the Eagles earlier, like in full detail. Just on the Chargers, this feels like a very unserious football team to me, with the fact that they could not protect their quarterback at all in this game. And I understand that people hear me say this and say, like, you love the Chiefs every week. I'm being serious. Like, how in the world are they going to protect Justin Herbert against Steve Spagnuolo and the defense in this game? Like, I I think the Chiefs might smash them in the game. And I know that I've been wrong about the Chiefs, and I can be wrong this week. It's like, make the case for the Chargers. Like, their offensive line is they cannot protect Herbert. And he was like Superman in this game last night.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously the Chiefs, they don't have the defensive line that the Eagles have. But Spags, he dials it up. I think for me, because I'm concerned about Kansas City too, and like the Kansas City offense, like the Chargers defense is pretty solid. It just feels like the under to me. Like, I don't think this is going to be like, this team's 20-17. And I guess you could say maybe just take the +4.5, but I also don't trust that offensive line on the road for the Chargers. I think this is another low scoring game like we saw Sunday night for Kansas City. And if they execute a hell of a lot better than they did against the Houston Texans, maybe they can eke out the win. But yeah, like just big picture style, like Chargers, great win. Probably going to put them in the playoffs, but outside of maybe getting the Patriots with that young team being inexperienced, I don't see how this team is winning playoff games and doing anything in the postseason. It's not because they're not a good team. It's just because they're injured. Offensive line's beat up. So I guess in essence, they're not a good team right now just because of all the bad luck that they've had.
Can we talk about the Justin Herbert, Laura Rutledge postgame interaction for a second? You saw it, right? After the game. So for people that missed it. Jake, do we have the sound of it? I didn't ask for it, so it's okay if we don't. So Laura Rutledge is doing sideline for Monday Night Football and is trying to get Herbert, like, after the game, and her microphone's hot, and she's trying to get Herbert, and Herbert says to her, like, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates. And then I think he realizes, like, oh, like, I'm on, like, this is on camera right now, and he does the interview, and he's clearly, like, he did it, and it was fine, but, like, I think he would have preferred to have not been doing it. His answers were okay. And people, so I have two thoughts on this. Thought number one, she is awesome. Like, she's a stud, Laura Rutledge. Uh-huh. Like, she handled that as well as you could handle it. Like, she's on camera, like, millions of people are watching, and the quarterback's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And she sticks with it and gets him to do the interview. So she's like a 10 out of 10. Like, she did an unbelievable job, and I tweeted that in the moment. I was surprised, Femi, that everyone was killing John. Like, what a jerk he is. He was so rude to her. I honestly thought it was fine. Like, total non-story to me. The fact that, like, he did the interview. He was gracious enough in the interview. I thought it was a non-story. Did you have any issue with how this went down last night with Herbert and Laura Rutledge? And I acknowledge that not everybody has to agree with me on this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he could have handled it better. Like, he should know. He's played enough football to where, like, hey, you're the quarterback of the team. It was a pretty crazy game. Like, they're going to want to interview you. I think that, unfortunately, was, I don't think a PR person was there. Maybe they got caught up in the shuffle. Maybe they were wrangling up Jim Harbaugh. I don't know what they're going on. The coach never does an interview after the game, so probably not doing that. But it was just an absence of a PR person. I feel like the PR person grabs Herbert and says, hey, we have Laura Rutledge with you right after the game. Let's go do this interview. And then, like, this never happens. But because that wasn't the case, unless I missed it in the video and they were there and they just didn't do their jobs, I think that's why we had this breakdown. But yeah, like, I wasn't like a super big fan of Herbert. I don't think he's like a bad person. I think people were going a little bit nuts with, like, oh, you make all this money and the networks, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, let's go there. But I thought he could have handled it better. Like, you're the quarterback. You've played enough. You know how this goes. They want to talk to you. You're the quarterback of the winning team. So, like, he shouldn't have been flustered or been like, oh, I want to do this. It's like, yeah, but you also have to do this first.
Yeah, I get it to a degree. I just, like, I don't care. Like, he did the interview. Like, it would be one thing if he's like, I want to go sell it. And then he blew her off and, like, she's like on camera. Like, what do I do here? Like, that would have been,
or like, gave,
he
like, did the interview or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he did the interview and he gave decent enough answers. Like, okay. Like, I will acknowledge it's not like the best look for him to do that, but, like, he recovered well enough. Like, no one's perfect. I thought, and by the way, it's so funny that Harbaugh used the word superhero to describe him, because when I'm thinking about, like, last night and I'm watching the show, I'm like, he is a super, like, it was a heroic performance. He was unreal.
Yeah.
Got the crap kicked out of him and kept getting with a broken hand.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think he has the respect of his teammates in the locker room? Like, he definitely does.
Like, you know what, had it, you know what he looked like night, to me? He's got it even, you know what he was doing? He took a walk around the world to ease his troubled mind. He left his body hanging somewhere in the sands of time. Final hour, power hour coming up next. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.